Hi, this is Zach. Here's what's been happening on Red Rock Mysteries.
Welcome to the Mike for the Cure.
Let's do this.
There was nothing in the glass case.
There was still a lot of stuff left.
Well, it's gone now.
Can I help you?
Come on, Jeff. We've got to make it. Keep pushing. Whoa, that's a way steep drop-off. Jeff? Jeff? Jeff, where are you? Where? Oh, no! Jeff!
Yeah?
What? Oh.
You must have been dreaming about Marion Quigley again.
No, wasn't that bad. I was just going off a cliff and falling to my death.
Well, that's comforting. Did you hit bottom?
Oh, no. You woke me up.
I've heard if you hit bottom in a falling dream, you're dead.
Well, I guess you saved my life.
Hi, this is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. It's Taryn. I'm headed into work. I got your voicemail.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I was just wondering if Gunnar ever mentioned money problems to you.
Like all the time. It was one of the things we always fought about.
So, maybe he bought something big, like an engagement ring?
If so, it was a mystery to me.
Maybe Gunnar wanted to marry you. You broke up with him, and he couldn't take it. So he drove his Jeep into the lake.
Yeah, but they haven't found the body.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look, I don't want to be mean, but I need to go. And I don't want you to call here anymore.
Oh. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. So Bryce checked with Jeff's mom and dad.
And what did they say?
I was looking in the wrong room. It was a spare room. And it's empty because they're going to paint it. And you know what they say. If at first you don't succeed, spy again.
I don't think that is what they say.
All right, so this time I'll check the other window.
Oh no, neighbor across the street. Quick, we need to look unsuspicious.
But I'm curious.
What are you doing?
You'll see. Hi, sir.
Hi there.
We're friends with the Alexanders, and we're just checking on their house while they're gone. Have you noticed anything funny at the house in the past few days?
Not really. Wait.
What is it?
I remember a truck was parked in the driveway early yesterday morning. Real early. Blue Dodge had a toolbox in the back.
Well, did you see anyone?
Guy in a hard hat went to the door, but of course nobody was home. He carried something back to his truck, a big armload of stuff.
So, we've already been in here. Why check it again?
Just something your aunt said about those guys wanting to see Gunnar's apartment. Huh. Haley, look at this.
What?
The wood by the doorknob. It's splintered. And the door's open.
They still might be in there.
It's ransacked!
Even more than usual!
Wow. They were really looking for something. They yanked off his mattresses. It looks like they pulled all the drawers out.
The desk drawers, too.
And his computer's missing. Haley, call the police.
Buena Vista, and supper straight ahead.
Is it just me? Or are there less riders today?
Yeah, I heard some riders dropped out.
Hey, isn't that the plane we flew in?
It looks like it, but Sam's supposed to be on a trip. We have to detour to... Hold on.
He just dipped his wings.
It's Sam. Hi, Sam.
He gave us a thumbs up.
Oh, so cool. What's this?
I think they're cheering us.
Cool.
Sweet.
I am starved.
Yeah. Sure hope Gary doesn't have a big speech.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
I'd like to thank Young Life for letting us stay in their beautiful camp here. And hey, we're almost halfway there.
Woo! All right.
I'm really proud of you all. We'll rest here tonight and start at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Okay, let's eat.
Hey, guys, I've got a little surprise for you. You two are headed over the hill for some intense R&R. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Intense. Sounds like rock climbing. I don't do rock climbing. Right now, all I do well is eating and sleeping.
Yeah.
No, Aunt Martha, I don't understand.
Nobody is calling the police.
Why not?
Those men who were here, I didn't tell you everything they said.
Do they threaten you?
They told me if I went to the police, I'd never see Gunnar alive again.
But they don't know where he is. How can they hurt him if they don't
know? No police.
Well, that was unexpected.
Yeah, I've never seen her like that.
Huh. It looks like they're still up to something behind the school. You know, putting up a tarp like that just makes me more curious. Wait,
what?
Check the pickup truck. Blue Dodge, $2 in the back.
Oh, wow.
Come on, let's take a little peek.
This is a bad idea.
Just a little. Haley, there's a box in the front seat.
And there's a guy with a scar on his forehead coming this way.
What?
Hey!
Ashley?
What are you guys doing?
I go to school here.
Really? Then why are you looking at my friend's truck?
Oh, that? Well, I was just, see, one of my friends has some things missing, and I was wondering, would you mind telling me what's in the box?
If I were you, I would leave. Like now.
Sure.
We're glad to leave. Mm-hmm. Like now.
Ashley, let's go.
So this cabin is all yours.
Whoa.
You guys can eat at the Lodge restaurant right around the corner. They've got great buffalo burgers.
Mm-hmm.
After you're done, you can check out the swimming pool right over there or just relax in the stream.
Oh. Isn't it kind of cold?
It's a hot spring. 130 degrees.
Whoa.
Okay, we'll see you guys tomorrow morning around 10:30.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet.
Wow.
Can you believe it? We've got this place to ourselves.
Hey, you up for a buffalo burger?
Are you kidding me? I could eat a whole buffalo.
Oh, now that was an amazing buffalo burger.
I can't believe how warm this stream is.
Yeah, it looks like it's almost boiling.
Wow. That sure feels good after a long day of biking.
Yeah?
Come on, jump in.
Oh, wow.
I need to write for my blog, but right now, I don't care about anything in the world.
Hi, Miss Parrish?
Yes?
This is Ashley Timberline. I'm Catherine's daughter.
Oh, sure. She said you'd call me.
She told me you help investigate cases with kids in trouble, or families with abused kids.
Right.
And that you could run the license plate number of someone you're investigating.
Okay, why do you want this?
Well, I think this guy might have taken some stuff from my friend's house.
I'll tell you what. I'll email you the info if you promise you'll contact the police if you find anything.
Okay.
And if you promise not to do anything dangerous.
Okay.
A 200-mile bike ride is a lot like having cancer. You're never sure what the next day will bring. The best way to get through it is with a good friend. My friend Bryce is pulling with me through cancer and through this ride. And there's an even closer friend who's pulling with me. That's how I see Jesus. A lot of people see God as a charm you put around your neck for good luck. Or like some old guy in heaven just waiting to fry you with a lightning bolt when you do bad. But when I'm going through a rough time, Jesus is there for me. The Bible says, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." It doesn't say he'll take you out of something scary, but if you'll let him, Jesus will guide you through anything. If you've pledged money to support our ride, thank you. I hope you'll be there when we finish. just a couple of days away now.
Wow, I feel great.
Yeah, me too.
You ready to roll?
Oh, yeah.
All right, check, check, check. Hear me okay?
Okay, here. You copy me?
Got you, buddy.
Those clouds don't look real friendly up ahead.
Well, Gary said he was going to talk with the TV weather guy this morning.
Okay, everybody. Thumbs up. We're good to go.
And there's our answer.
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Wait, stop.
Are you kidding? We just started.
I know. But look at how the sun is hitting those rocks. I gotta record something.
Okay.
Day 4, 10:41 a.m. The morning sun lights up a field of boulders. They look like giant dinosaur eggs.
Wait, we stopped our ride so you could say that?
Yeah. Hey, it's me being poetic, okay? Now be quiet. Respect the writer here.
Okay. Respect the writer.
The blue spruce trees welcome the morning, stretching their limbs up to the sky. As the clouds pass over the mountains, they change their color and mood.
You done, Mr. Writer?
I'm done, Mr. Critic. Now let's do this.
Okay, let's see. New emails. Oh, yes! Here's the information you wanted. FYI, this guy looks clean. No arrests, warrants, or tickets. Remember, you promised you'd be careful about this. Regards, Liesl. Okay. Clark Jepson. Phone number, work number.
Those clouds aren't getting any more friendly. I'm surprised Gary hasn't called off the ride yet.
You know what I do when I get scared?
What?
I make up jokes.
Okay.
What did the little kid on the trail say to the mountain lion?
I give up.
I hope you're stuffed.
Okay. What did the buffalo dad say to his buffalo kid when he left the herd?
Bye, son.
That's so bad you gotta laugh.
What did the kid with cancer say to the guy who rode 200 miles with him?
I give up.
No, he'd never say, I give up.
Good point.
He'd say, thanks for being my friend.
Hello, Jepson Construction.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm a student at Red Rock Middle School, and I was just wondering about that construction project behind the school. Could you tell me what's going on?
Well, I have a number you can call.
So, you don't know what's going on?
Clark told me to give this number to anyone who asks, okay?
Okay, thank you. So, I called the number, and it was a voicemail. A guy named Tim Minaro with DM.
DM?
I have no idea. I even called the principal's wife, and she doesn't know anything about what's going on either.
Ashley, how many cases do you have going on now?
Two. Well, actually three. The missing cousin, the missing mementos, and the mystery under the blue chart.
I think you need a break. Like, get away for a little bit. Clear your mind, you know?
That might help. Might help you too, huh?
Yeah. Gunnar and I weren't super close, but he's family, and I'm really worried about him and Aunt Martha.
Yeah.
You gonna talk about God again?
Wow, you know me well. Tell you what, when you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay.
And when you're ready, he's ready.
Got it.
So, wanna go out to the farm and see our alpaca?
Sure.
Oh, it's Mom. Hold on. Hi, Mom.
Ash, pray for Jeff.
Why? What's wrong?
He just collapsed.
Okay, give him some room. Make some space. Bryce, pick up his legs, bud. I've got his shoulders.
I'm all right.
We'll take you to the van. could you open the door, please? You see that barn across the road? Go over there to stay dry. I'll meet you there in a minute. Bryce, I know it's tough to see your friend like that.
Yeah. Mr. Alexander, is Jeff okay?
He's resting. Did Jeff tell you about the severe headaches he was having?
No. He was even telling jokes most of the ride.
Well, Jeff wants to finish this ride more than anything else in the world, but I just don't see it.
We can do this. He doesn't even have to pedal. All he has to do is hang on.
Bryce, some of the other riders really want to help. They can give you a rest. You switch and ride their bikes for a while. Take off some of the load.
No, I can't. I want to do this for Jeff.
Just remember, if you need help, all you have to do is ask.
As long as Jeff gets to finish.
All right.
I know this is really hard on you and Mrs. A.
I was just thinking this morning, every day as a parent, you let go a little more string on the kite. I watched Jeff take his first step, and one day he walked to school by himself. I was looking forward to teaching him how to drive, sending him to college. But this is letting go in a whole different way. We've trusted God with Jeff since he was born. We need to trust him now, more than ever.
Many people have come to know this young man, Jeff Alexander, through his blog in the Gazette. Hundreds of readers have sent him pledges to fight cancer on Jeff's behalf. But today, Jeff is in the battle to make his dream a reality.
We've come a long way.
Good, Jeff.
But we've got farther to go. I don't want to let anybody down. I have got to finish.
He looks so pale.
And I will.
We'll keep you up to date on the bike for the cure and on Jeff. Kurt?
Thanks, Anthony Ludd. Good reporting from just outside Hartsel. In other news tonight, there's new evidence in the disappearance of Gunnar Roberts. Police found a receipt in Roberts' vehicle from the King Supers grocery store. This surveillance video from the store shows Roberts there on the bottom right. Red Rock Police ask you to call the number on the screen if you have any information on his whereabouts. Coming up, temps may be on the rise. We'll get a look at your central Colorado forecast right after this.
I'm glad your parents let you ride. Ride this last part.
Yeah, I have to do this.
So that's the top of Wilkerson Pass right there. We'll stop at the Welcome Center.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about a Welcome Center.
Hey, buddy. We made it. To the top.
Oh, we sure did.
How you guys holding up?
Doing great.
We're doing okay.
Tomorrow's the last day. You up for it?
You bet. Pretty much downhill from here, right?
Yep. We'll camp tonight at Lake George, just down the road. Then it's just 40 miles to Colorado Springs.
Just 40 miles?
You got it.
Wow. The stars look like you can just reach up there and grab them.
Yeah. Oh, look, a shooting star.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Bryce, do you think angels can see us from up there?
Well, I guess. Although they probably have better things to do.
There are guardian angels, right?
Yeah, the Bible says there are angels who watch over us.
Mine's named Todd.
Sorry?
That's my guardian angel's name. That's what I call him, anyway. He doesn't talk to me or anything, but I know he's there. Maybe he'll be the one to escort me into heaven.
Hey, Jeff?
Yeah?
My dad's up there, and I was just wondering.
Want me to look him up?
Yeah.
Sure.
Could you tell him I love him? Tell him I miss him?
Got it.
Thanks.
Oh,
Jeff?
I'm right outside the tent. You gotta check out this sunrise.
Okay. Whoa. Spectacular.
I love sunrises. It's like God saying, hey, I've created a brand new day just ready and waiting for you. Let's go.
Never thought of it like that.
Look at the mist on the lake. It's like a whisper in the morning.
What's the lake called again?
Lake George.
It's a funny name for a lake. Like Lake Bob or something.
Yeah.
Last day.
I know.
Hey, you're actually gonna finish this thing. How's it feel?
I've dreamed about this for months. And now, I don't want it to end. You know?
I know. Colorado Springs. Oh, we made it.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening up there? All the police.
You know what? I think they're for us.
Is that the finish line?
That, my friend, is the finish line.
Well, we're gonna make it. We're really gonna make it.
200 miles.
I couldn't have done it without you.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm getting off.
I don't get it.
You're taking us home. You're in front this time.
What?
Come on. Let's do this.
Okay.
Whoa. A police escort. Hey. You okay up there?
I just wish this wouldn't end.
Hey. I told you. We'll do it again next year.
Yeah. Next year. Hey, Bryce. Something I want to tell you.
Yeah?
DM will be looking for one last box. You can show it to them.
Who's DM?
Just listen. We've been there together only once. But that's where you'll find the clue. Go there, and you'll solve the mystery.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I put some thoughts on my recorder for the next blog. Think you could help?
Well, yeah, but they don't want to hear from me, Jeff. They want to hear from you.
I'm tired. I feel better knowing you're handling this.
Sure. I'll get Ashley to help me. She's a lot better writer than
No, Bryce. I want you to do it yourself. Promise me.
Okay. But the people at the paper will have to work overtime to correct my spelling.
Where's Bryce? Well, right there, Dylan. Here they come. Bryce, open here. Bryce!
You made it. You guys did it.
Look at the sun coming through the clouds. Oh, it's like God is smiling on them. Hey, Bryce! Hey, Jeff!
Come on, guys. Yes!
Well, they're going to be the first to cross the finish line. Yay, Bryce! Go, Jeff!
They won! They won!
Oh, my. Look, I think those are the Olympic athletes from the training center.
This is so cool.
No. What's wrong?
All right, settle down.
What's wrong?
Get back.
What's happening?
Get back.
It's Jeff.
Today's episode, Grave Shadows, Part 3, is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries. It was adapted by John Fornoff and directed by Steve O'Dell. Post-production by Todd Busteed with production assistance by Dylan Kreienbrink. With music by John Campbell. Our executive producer is Terry Ritchie, and I'm Zach. Don't miss the next Red Rock Mysteries.